Yivamas, Perek Beis, Mishnah Tes. Hamevi get from Dinas Hayom. One brings a get from Dinas Hayom. This is the first Mishnah in Gittin. So the halach is a chazal masakin, even though you need two edim luchar to be made on the kashrus of a shtar. In the rice, you don't need any edim because a shtar is always assumed to be kosher. But over here, he brings edim. We should need two edim. When mekel, when the get is from Dinas Hayom, then you only need eight echot. That's the gist of the first Mishnah in Gittin. And on that, the Mishnah by us says that it Hamevi get this yom, the one who brings the get, he's the shliach. See, he's the one who's being Nemon. The whole kashrus of the get hinges on his Nemonus. Lo yisur sishta. He should not marry the woman who's now getting divorced. Based on his say-so, he shouldn't marry her. Why? The reason is because since you rely on him, the zechshadeh, you said it because you wanted to marry her. So therefore, he shouldn't marry her in order to be misalik that chashash. Mace, an erechot that we believe to say that somebody died to be mate his wife l'shuk, he should not marry the woman herself. Haragtiv, haragnu, haragtiv means I killed him. Haragnu means we killed him. Either way, l'chor, he's putting himself as one of the murderers. Lo yisur sishtoy. Again, you want to believe him and then be semich on him, to be mad to her, and then he should marry herself. That does toiknish. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda has a knetch. Haragtiv. What Rabbi Yehuda is saying is that till now we understood the Feshteitzach that an Erechot, in the Mishnah, an Erechot is never to say that a woman's husband died. That's a Mishnah later on, Yevamos. We believe in Erechot, even though it's Dov Shebeb, Neguna Akilu Barabonon. So we believe in Erechot, but he himself is not allowed to, the same way as it may be get. Erechot is believed. He himself is not allowed to marry her, but somebody else is allowed to. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, you're right. Somebody else is allowed to marry her, but even over there I have a chilek. Haragtiv, and that's the Mishnah in the ratio of Lo Yisus Ishte Alts his own Nemonus, the Mishnah didn't even have to say Haragtiv Haragnu. You don't believe a person in this type of case and for him to take advantage of that Eidus. That's a klal. Rabbi Yehuda is not talking about that the aide himself wanted to marry. Somebody else is not allowed to marry his wife. Why not? Erechot that the guy is dead, that the husband is dead, is believed, so why not? Rabbi Yehuda is haragtiv, where he says, I killed the woman's wife, the woman's husband, loitinas ishti, then his wife's not allowed to get married. Why? So here the Rav explains to the Gemara that since he said he killed, says a Rosh, al tosis Rosh Eid, he's posel eidus. If he's posel eidus, we don't, more than he's just not just posel eidus deraisa, he's a Rosh, so we don't believe him. Even though the eid echot that's matter in Isha Lashuk doesn't have to be a kosher eid, of an Ishkin Rosh. Al tosis Rosh Eid means he has no nemonus, so l'chayre he has no nemonus. So on that we say what's called palgino diburu, and we split what he said in haraktiv, we nem on the chelik, where what's being said is that the husband is dead, we don't nem on the fact that the killer was he himself. If he's saying the killer is he himself, then you believe him, he's a Rasha. If he's a Rasha, then he can't be made. So you don't believe him on that chelik, you believe him that the husband is dead. And therefore, haragnu, he says, we killed him. The Rav explains from the Gemara what that means is, not we killed him, but I was there when the killers killed him. So then, tinasi ishte, again, he himself is not allowed to marry her. But somebody else certainly is allowed to. The Gemara over here in the Achronim get off into a whole discussion that this Palginon is not the regular, it's not a Poshta Palginon. That means there's a case of Palginon, Moshe, you have in Sanhedrin, where a person says that Reuven and Shimon are being made that Oneshus Ishus Mezana. But the way they say it is like this. Reuven says Eishes Yankel was Mizana, and I was the boil. Now, Heyois, you can't believe him on himself, because they know the Mezim Atzmerosha. So, Melo, we cut off that part of the sentence, and now we have a full sentence. Reuven and Shimon are being made that Eishes Yankel was Mizana. The fact that Reuven added a self-incriminating piece, so we chop that off. But over here, it's not what he's doing. He's saying, I killed him. So what do you want to say? You want to chop it in half that he's believed on the Meiser insofar as that's concerned, not that's concerned. You can't, there's no sentence over here that you could chop in half. Afilohochi, you're believing him on the chelik of the edus that the husband is dead. You're not believing him on the chelik or edus that he was the killer. That's the din that's mavu over here in the Mishnah. Mishnah Yud. Hachocham she'osa eso isha b'neder al bailo. It's a continuation of the idea that when somebody is the one who created something, so he's a choshud, to be able to use that to his own benefit. You have over here a chocham that told the woman about a neder that she made, I'm sorry, I can't be mate neder for you. And because of that, the woman now is living in a restrictive way, and her husband was Megarashu. The husband was Megarashu Pnei Sheyesh Lenin and Durham. We'll learn more about that subject in Perek HaMadid later on. But over here, since the Chochem's Psak was the piece of information that facilitated that the husband made a decision that he had to divorce his wife, the Chochem can't take advantage of that. Hareza lo Yisrael, he should marry that woman. If he was a member of the Bezdin, where a married woman either got Chalitza, so without the Bezdin, the Chalitza is not Chal, or Mion, without being in front of Bezdin, the Ketana that walked off on a marriage, Midrabonon, is not considered to be having walked off on the marriage. That, the fact that the Dayan who served on the Bezdin was there, is not called that he was Mater. Yisraelim Neshu Bezni, he was just a chelik of the Bezni, it's not his psak. So there, we don't look at him as a choshut. Lekulon, shoylem noshim, umesu, mutaris, linos Elohem. The only time we see this chshash as being a real concern is only when the fellow, the maybe get, the chokom, the aid that a woman's husband died, is only when he doesn't have a wife. What happens if he has a wife? He had a wife. Shoylem Noshim Umesu, their wives died, and now he's looking to get remarried, and he gets remarried to the woman who he was the one a number of years ago that he was matter. That's already too far for Kshat. He's not being matter her and then taking her. He's matter, he's happily married. Nebuch, his wife dies a year later, so now she's still on the market. So Meli marries her. So that's not Kshat. Mutaris Linosim. The same ideas for Kulan Shenisu Lacherim. All these women, when they became Mutaris Lashuk, married somebody else, and then Nisgashu and Nisamunu, and then he's the Chocham Hamati, or the Eid Hamaid, is now looking for a wife. Mutaris Linosim. Again, since that was a step removed, you're not Choshish that years later, that was his Negis years ago. The Kula on all these type of cases, Mutaris Levnei Malachim. We didn't say that a person would lie. There's no Shash on lying in order to free up a woman to marry his son. That's not considered an egin etayva. A man who's the one who's the aide coming into Bezdin, and then he's mat to her and he marries her, that's a double kosher. But he's mat to her and his son marries her? No, that already not.